I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis praised retired Pope Benedict XVI's writings on faith and politics, a collection of essays by Pope Benedict titled, quote, Liberating Freedom, Faith and Politics in the Third Millennium will be published this week. The essays were written over the course of decades, including Benedict's 8 years as Pope. Pope Francis stated that Benedict's writings, quote, can help all of us not only to understand our present and find a solid orientation for the future, but they also can be a real source of inspiration for political action. Lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has destroyed 26 homes and forced the evacuation of over 1,700 people. The United States' Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory issued warnings in April of pressure building in underground magma and that a new vent could form on the cone or along the East Rift Zone. On April 30th, the crater floor began to collapse, which caused earthquakes, including one on Friday that reached a 6.9 magnitude, the state's largest in over 40 years. The pressure and earthquakes created vents for the lava to escape from. So far, the lava has spread around 387,500 square feet around the most active fissure. The Trump administration issued sanctions to 3 Venezuelan individuals and 20 companies. Vice President Mike Pence announced the sanctions, which place a former official of the Venezuelan Intelligence Service, 2 of his aides, and almost 2 dozen companies with the designation of narcotics traffickers and under the control of the Trump administration. The former official, Pedro Luis Martin Olivares, was indicted in 2015 for willingly conspiring to distribute a controlled substance into the United States and possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance on board a U.S. aircraft. The assets of those sanctions that are in the U.S. held by either them or by other people will be frozen. Pope Francis has appointed Elaine Fuchs, a U.S. scientist specializing in stem cell research, to the Pontifical Academy for Sciences. The 68-year-old scientist has pioneered research into the biology of skin stem cells, looking at how they make and repair tissue, how they, quote, communicate with other cells, and how that communication misfires and breaks down in cancer and aging. Fuchs is using the research to help create therapies that increase wound repair and affect tumor stem cells. Fuchs currently works at the Rockefeller University in New York, as well as the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.